This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Explores. This is the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines to the bottom line. In the face of robust growth projections for Malaysia's construction industry, there's a pressing need to harness technology to revolutionize safety management and boost operational efficiency on sites. Building Information Modeling, BIM, stands out as a pivotal tool, offering a digital representation of physical and functional characteristics of places, which significantly enhances planning, design, construction, and management of buildings and infrastructure. Meanwhile, integrating technological solutions can help to reduce incidences of occupational injuries and better compliance with safety regulations. Innovations such as wearables, drones, and artificial intelligence for real-time monitoring and risk assessment could play a crucial role in mitigating various hazards, or at least significantly reducing accidents and fatalities on construction sites. Joining us to discover how technological advances help to drive the shift towards smarter, safer, and more efficient construction practices is Vitaly Bereza, the regional head for Central Asia, Middle East and North Africa, and Asia Pacific at Plan Radar. If you have any thoughts, you can get us on our U-Mobile WhatsApp number that is 018-789-8899. Get us on X at BFM Radio. Vitaly, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us, Vitaly. How are you right now?
I'm feeling very good. I'm excited to join this conversation.
And you're over there in Singapore right now. How are things over there?
Yes. We are in the middle of the BTA, Buildtech Asia. It's quite a big construction technology exhibition. With today's topic is construction beyond and future. And health and safety is like a very large amount of exponents and topics at the moment.
I'm sure it is. Now, with Malaysia's construction industry projected to grow significantly, how can technology, particularly building information modeling, enhance safety management and operational efficiency on construction sites?
Yeah, it's a good question. Of course, safety management and operational efficiency, those are the two components of the construction management. This comes when we manage people and machinery and how the process looks like. But BIM is building information modeling. It's a new trend. It's a new concept, it's a mainstream concept being transforming the construction industry. The way how we design, plan, and organize the execution phase. And of course, BIM, first of all, allowing us to visualize and analyze, and therefore we can plan those safety and health and safety measures and predict the risks before, during the construction design and within the execution phase. Also, I think, as you mentioned, that surveillance cameras and drones, those are the also components could enrich the BIM models and back and forth, and this creates synergy.
I think that's something we're going to touch on the video cameras a little bit later on for sure. But given that we are seeing a rise in occupational injuries within the construction sector, what do you think the tech solutions would be? What would be the most effective in mitigating these risks, Vitaly?
Yeah, when I was preparing for we looked at the statistics and having this 60,000 casualties over the year is really dramatic. And that makes one of this, like I said, this part of the construction management and anywhere in the country. In Malaysia, would be in other part of the world. But I think there are certain great solutions already in the market, which proven already years and some of them in decades. So I would highlight several of them. It's smart video surveillance, wearables and IoT, Internet of Things. And also site safety modeling solution where we can make an imitation of the imitation models.
Right. And when we look at these techs, can you elaborate how it can be tailored to address maybe some of the unique challenges and safety issues that are faced by the construction industry here in Malaysia?
First of all, I think the main purpose is to protect the workers and the people on site and to make them aware about where this. No, what I particularly seen when traveling to this to the region in Malaysia specifically, when you see this multilingual messages that has to be very crystal clear, indicate where the danger is, where you should go, where you should not go, and all the instruction, all the safety instruction, and the management, they need to really understand who are the staff members, who are the workforce. Do we really understand the language we speak, and to address those messages more clearly? Also, of course, working in the conditions of like quite humid heat, right, and that's maybe giving this unique conditions. But I think overall, like when it's speaking about the protection equipment, that this is the essential things. When we're speaking about more advanced, like IoT and wearables, of course, internet connection has to be there. And this makes me wondering if we like speaking like remote in infrastructure projects somewhere on the island that might be not that covered by the internet, that might be a bit challenging to use it.
Now, of course, you are speaking to us from Singapore, and Singapore have some proactive measures to improve construction site safety. And just to kind of run through some things, they have, you know, they have a strong regulatory framework. There are fines and penalties, leadership commitment. The government promotes a culture of safety. There's training and education, tech adoption, data analytics, and a lot of it, the stuff is prefabricated. What initiatives do you think need to be introduced into Malaysia immediately to safeguard workers and to ensure this adherence to safety protocols?
Having the Singaporean experience, there are like two like authorities, like Building and Construction Authority and Ministry of Manpower. They recently announced in February that they will be focusing on incentivizing the construction contractors on a high-value project with the good safety records and who constantly uphold safety standards.
Oh, really?
And I think there are always two ways to manage that. Either you punish, either you also incentivize. So I think the punishment is very well established and big fine. And but also I think the incentive will bring this further on. Also, one of the, I think this is a great experience that we have in Singapore, is that I think first things first, health and safety is educational. It's more how you train people from the basics, increasing the awareness, increasing the knowledge about everything. And the training at the current level of the technology could be done in using the virtual reality, augmented reality. So essentially, you can train the people every day. You don't need to go bring them to, I don't know, to the field. They can be trained using the, and many, many trades, how to put the ladders, how to use the ropes, how to use that, just from the any trades, any hazardous occupational positions could be trained in virtual reality. And it's really, really effective, and technology is very way good enough.
That's very interesting. And how far through that process are we? Is that a rollout across some of the larger construction companies across Southeast Asia, would you say?
Yes, I think maybe of course there are some regulatory measures that the regulation, they have to be like face-to-face training, they have to be classes and etc. But some like renewing, upskilling, enhancing the knowledge, this tools are available all across the region already.
Great.
And they're robust and
Great. Okay, Vitaly, let's take a short break here, my friend. Folks, you're listening to Enterprise Explores. This is the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business. From the headlines to the bottom line, we're discussing technological advancements to help drive the shift towards smarter, safer, and more efficient construction practices. I'm speaking with Vitaly Beretska, the regional head for Central Asia, Middle East, and North Africa, and Asia-Pacific at Plan Radar. I'm Rich Bradbury. We'll be right back after these messages. Keep it here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Blockbusters for me. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Enterprise Explores. This is the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines to the bottom line. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today on Enterprise Explores, we're discussing how technological advancements can help to drive the shift towards smarter, safer and more efficient construction practices. I'm speaking with Vitaly Beretska. He's the regional head for Central Asia, the Middle East and North Africa and Asia Pacific at Plan Radar. Thanks for sticking around, Vitaly. I'm glad I've not managed to scare you off just yet. Now, of course, as we know, technology is advancing very, very quickly. And there are some areas, some regions, in fact, that have taken tech much more seriously than others and have adopted some tech faster than others. When it comes to tech and safety regulations and compliance with these safety regulations within the industry, have you seen a different impact in those regions that have adopted technology quicker than others? Have you seen changes?
Yes, dramatic changes that the regions with high adoption rate of safety technology, they've seen significant reduction in workplace incidents and associated costs. Yeah, so I think the learnings from this is mainly that, like, even like Singaporean experience, if they have like very simple, you know, the Stake 5 commonly used like a framework, a form, and it could be used. Normally, it should be filled out on daily when for each of worker who attending the construction site, and it's mainly done in manual, and sometimes it's people forgot to do it. But then it's in digital; they just very easy to type in some data on their mobile phones without anything, any complication, and they already get the risk reminder, get these pictograms, picturesque pictures, and again and again this. It's like very simple, almost no cost to implement, but creating a lot of effect.
And it's much more efficient. You know, the mistakes don't happen if somebody's there. You know, you don't have to be chasing paper around the construction sites or wherever it is. Much more efficient. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned 24/7 monitoring as well and video surveillance. How much of a difference has that provided in providing additional layers of safety and accountability?
It's a good question. Back to Singapore, in 2024, June, they will be mandatory using the project surveillance cameras.
Oh, really?
For the project, yes, over the $5 million Sing dollars project. They have to deploy a video camera on the specific site location where, like, all, like, could danger, like, yeah. high risk places. But I think it's, video surveillance is nothing new. It's it's already like old technology. What is new is, and of course, you cannot imagine someone will be sitting all day long, like 24 hours, and you have like these three people, three shifts to watch and look at this picture. Mm. So, for example, like AI, like video analysis, like machine vision, could recognize those like risks. For example, someone like not wearing the helmet, it could indicate those. Or seeing, catching the face of the person who is not supposed to be in this area,
right.
It could automatically raise the red flag and put something on alarm and to take like corrective actions from the management and the site manager. But of course, like to keep trace of the record, like if something wrong happens, that at least we can have like facts and we could discover later on what was wrong and how we can fix this in the future.
And coming back to policy, when we look at government policies, how should what should the roles of government be when it comes to policy play and encouraging the adoption of safety tech in construction? What recommendations would you make if you had to speak with the Malaysian government and say that we need to enhance safety standards in Malaysia? Here's a list of things that you should do. What would be the things that you might lay out for them in an ideal world, Vitaly?
In ideal world, I've seen, as I quite seeing a lot of regions from Middle East to Asia Pacific, Australia. I've seen like they have different level of adoption and government differently taking care, like this on what kind of scale. But Maybe one of my, again, maybe I'm not biased, but and I would like to share the Singaporean experience, because we are also participating in together with BCA as a member of like working group who is working out like some guidelines.
Right.
And I've seen that their approach is there are some countries that they attempt to like dictate. There's some committee will elaborate like some guidelines, and then they just force them into the fruit, into the industry, and then just like enforced to use it. And then maybe like after a year, it sees, but was not perfect, and they need to tweak it and change it. So what a Singaporean like approach, I think, that from the BCA, that they want to first hear what is industry problem and how they can fix it. They like to collect in feedback from a lot of stakeholders. They like to do a lot of workshops. They like to then be presenting something which for discussions. Then we run a discussion, and then we. So it takes quite a time.
It's
I think this the benefit will be that at least the industry is aligned. It's reflecting the industry needs. It also somehow already, if you took a part in something, it's very hard to resist. And I think this could be my advice, like just to run this engage more industry and to collect the feedback.
Now, obviously, you've traveled around a lot, and you still travel around a lot, visiting different sites, giving advice, and kind of checking in on some of these construction sites. Can you share maybe a couple of examples where technology has led to significant safety improvements and operational efficiencies in these projects? You know, things that stick out for you specifically.
There are a lot of things going on in digitalization, and like this digital transformation is really a very hot topic and super trendy. Maybe for a few things like South Korea, Japan, they using the drones equipped with high resolution cameras and also with LIDARs, so we can do the aerial inspection, and then we create like 100% accuracy model of existing like land plot, especially it's like a special development, and they could run then a safety planning and safety risk assessment where like they can simulate like the movement on the bulldozers, like a heavy equipment, how the path of the people should look like, if any intersection, if any dangerous zone. So it gives like a bird eye view, because it's very hard to do it on paper, so even like old-fashioned way, but then it's like, because the picture costs 1,000 words and gives you a lot of insights, and those things could be done intuitively, and the like experts could judge this the things on site. This is one of the good ones. They also could put on the model any equipment. Like we have a list of equipment, you just select, and it's already has like the danger zone, and it's helps a lot. So another things is in Australia, I've seen that this is like one of the hardest and strictest regulation, health and safety regulations. It's more coming from the mining, because mining is a bigger part of Australian economy. I think like it's like 30% of the whole economy is working in mining.
Yeah.
So it's quite a dangerous job. So one of the tire one infrastructure company, they start using the IoT-enabled sensors to monitor the first, of course, environmental conditions, the equipment performance, and if any potential hazard occurring, that also they inform the people who are in charge of taking care about this. In Middle East, it's quite a challenge. Overall, like this, especially like if we're speaking about like United Arab Emirates. They really have great adoption of the smart helmet. It's incredible. They started like maybe like 5-6 years ago to develop this technology, and they really did a great job, because they build a lot in the tall, big, like really high buildings. And the smart helmet, and I think one of the innovation which I saw, they put this device into the mechanism which is like closing up the helmet, and it's. And it's autonomous, doesn't have need to have connected battery life. You don't need to charge it. So it's enhanced dramatically the health, like reduce the incident and improve the, because now we can see all the people if they're trespassing the line. If any damage happen, and anyone fall, it's record.
Right.
Like
it's all there. All the data's there. Interesting stuff. Now. you mentioned that obviously we're talking about safety, but when we look at stuff like beyond safety, things like labour shortages, and how can tech be, I guess, leveraged to help with a labour shortage within the construction industry, and how might that improve productivity? How do we use tech to do that?
It's a great question, and yeah, I think labor shortage at the moment, it's one of the it's a big problem all around. I haven't seen any country where they say we have enough workers, and because they're ambitious to build. I think there are two things. I would see this problem from two perspectives. So first of all, I'm a civil engineer. I went to the civil university, and I can say the construction is not the most attractive profession.
Right.
I think that to resolve the problem of the labor shortage, it has to be, so you need more people coming to construction. And I think you need less people to run some processes to implement new technologies, to attract the new people, especially young professionals. So they need to select this profession. And I see it's a dramatic change. So even starting from the top tier companies, contractors, the real estate developers, they like to adopt this technology. One of the reasons is just to attract talents, because
right.
they see
it
has to be something. We're using AI, VR, apps, etc. And of course, on the process side, maybe you don't need this 1,000 people climbing up 50 meters. Maybe it's better to do it offsite, modular, within nice covered area with a lot of good conditions with on the ground, and then just put with the cranes on top of this. I'm speaking about the prefabrication and modular construction. So this would be my view.
I mean, so as we kind of look towards the future and global trends, I guess, when I ask you about what do you see in the future construction safety, but not only that, but attracting younger people or more people into this industry, we have to make construction, I guess the word is fairly sexy. You need to let people know that it's an interesting place. There is AI happening there. There's VR happening there. Technology is happening there. We're trying to improve safety across all the sites. And this is something that maybe you should consider. Is that what you see for the future of construction?
Yes, it's a good point, exactly. And it's very hard to judge what will be in the future,
right.
Especially working in a tech company. Even a tech company, will really, you couldn't imagine, we're facing so much pressure. We're a tech company, we have developers, people who need to bring to the market interesting, innovative product.
Yeah.
But we thought about something, but suddenly we see it's already done 6 months ago. It's the pace is enormous. How the things will be there. But the only thing I still to explain that according to the study of McKinsey, Global Institute, the construction is among the less digitalized industries. I think agriculture and construction is on a lower scale. Mm. So the good news, there is a huge potential for growth. That means that we need even the implementing building information modeling, BIM managers. I know one country, they took a regulation, they want this, but then they realized we need 100,000 people. BIM managers, it's a new job.
Yeah,
it's a completely new job. You need to go again, retrain yourself, educate yourself. But it makes the things more exciting.
Mm.
Also, drone pilots, the one who finally will be surveying this on this project side. I think, I think nearest future will be, of course, AI.
For sure.
Maybe it's too much buzz. But I think for health and safety, I've seen one solution in the Middle East. They do co-pilot. They put some chatbots in WhatsApp and helping people asking the right questions, just keep them very simple. Co-piloting, this could be one of the thing AI could help us. I think also that I mentioned, I believe in modular construction will be should bring dramatic change, because it's not the best way of do all these things, the installation, painting, and putting some on very high and harsh condition would it be? I don't know, humidity, rain, or extreme heat or cold. Yeah, so this would be my, I think, in upcoming decades, those like will be a good application.
Vitaly, thank you very much for your time today. Thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you, Richard. It's my pleasure. And I wish you good luck and all the best for
same,
the rest of the day.
Same to you, my friend. You take care now. Folks, I've been speaking with Vitaly Baretska, the regional head for Central Asia at MENA and APAC for Plan Radar. If you did miss any part of this show, don't forget you can catch the new podcast on our website at bfm.my or download the BFM app that's available from the Apple App Store or Google Play on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.